This is Weekly Outlook for October 15, 2012. At 10.7 billion bushels, the USDA's October forecast of the U.S. corn crop was about 100 million bushels larger than the average expectation and about equal to the September forecast. The October soybean forecast at 2.86 billion bushels was about 90 million bushels larger than expected and 126 million larger than the September forecast. Prices of both commodities increased immediately after the forecast were released. The positive response to what appeared to be neutral to negative production forecasts suggests that the market had priced in the risk of even larger forecasts. In addition, the USDA projected year-ending stocks of both commodities to be near pipeline levels and smaller than expected in the case of corn. In the case of soybeans, the projection of marketing year consumption was increased by 150 million bushels. Some interpreted the increase as a reflection of stronger demand than had been previously forecast. However, the USDA also lowered the projection of the marketing year average farm price by 75 cents. It is unlikely that underlying soybean demand is much different than forecast last month. Instead, the increase in the supply of soybeans should result in the supply and consumption equilibrium occurring at a higher level of consumption and a lower average price than projected last month. The projection of corn consumption was reduced by 100 million bushels, acknowledging that consumption will be limited by the small crop and smaller than expected stocks of old crop corn. The USDA will release new yield and production forecasts on November 9th. Some variation from the October forecast should be expected, with history suggesting a slightly lower yield forecast for corn and a slightly higher forecast for soybeans. In the previous 30 years, for example, the U.S. average corn yield forecast declined in September and again in October, as it did this year, 7 times. The November yield forecast was below the October forecast in 5 of those 7 years. Similarly, in the previous 30 years, the forecast of the U.S. average soybean yield declined in September and increased in October, as was the case this year, in 7 other years. In 6 of those 7 years, the November yield forecast exceeded the October forecast. In addition to the new yield forecast, there will be some interest in the forecast of the acreage of corn harvested for grain in the November USDA report. The October report forecast acreage harvested for grain at 87.7 million acres, 9.2 million less than acreage planted. That difference is above the previous 5-year average of 7.2 million, but less than the 9.5 million in the comparable drought year of 1988 and the 11.1 million acres in 1980. Widespread reports of corn abandoned or harvested for silage this year had resulted in the expectation for the difference between acreage planted and harvested for grain to be larger than currently forecast. While the November production forecast will provide a clearer picture of the availability of corn and soybeans, prices will now take direction primarily from the ongoing rate of consumption. The strong pace of exports for soybeans continue, and the corn export program remains weak. For corn, however, considerable uncertainty about the pace of feed and residual use will persist until the December 1 stocks estimate is available in the second week of January. It seems unlikely that the pace of feeding has yet been reduced to the level forecast by the USDA. Prices of both commodities should be well supported until rationing has been confirmed.